listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM.
Hello, WGXC listeners. My name is Antonio Calaruso from the Camp Hill Hudson Radio Group. Camp Hill Hudson's radio program, Live by Life, interviews noble guests in the local Twin Counties area from local organizations and asks them what they do in the community, what shaped their lives growing up, and where they are now. We also occasionally talk about sports news and other subjects of interest, such as upcoming community events and cultural happenings in the area. Tune in Fridays at 9:15 in the morning and 4:15 in the afternoon on 90.7 FM to hear our latest recordings, or listen online by Googling the phrase Way Farm Live by Life, and you will find all our past recordings available to you. Thanks for listening and supporting Radio for Ears at 90.7 FM WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Bernsey's Multimedia Services, providing the Hudson Valley with a variety of video production services, including help to keep those wedding memories fresh. For more information, visit BernseyMedia.com or call them at 518-860-2751 or email BernseyMMS@gmail.com, BURNSYMMS. @gmail.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Dave King and Frank Tartaglione in Philmont, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, July the 17th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. U.S. authorities obtained intelligence from a human source in recent weeks on a plot by Iran to assassinate Donald Trump, a development that led to the Secret Service increasing security around the former president. Multiple people briefed on the matter said that for CNN. There is no indication the would-be assassin who attempted to kill the former president Saturday was connected to the plot, and a program in the Columbia River Gorge helps migrant farm workers' families during harvest season. More from Eric Taganoff.
The Resources Available for Migrant Access to Services, or RAMIS group, is led by the Oregon Child Development Coalition in Hood River and Wasco counties. It provides support during a four-week period of peak harvest time, including food boxes to families. Leah Hall with Columbia Gorge Food Bank in the Dalles says migrant workers follow the harvest and often bring their families with them.
We provide culturally appropriate and shelf-stable food boxes to distribute to families when they arrive during this transitional time, and these direct distributions just allow for an efficient use of time and resources for families while also reducing some of the pressure on our public pantry partners throughout the region.
Harvest season in the Columbia River Gorge typically happens between June and October, with cherries in season during July.
And the nonprofit Estee Potter has a goal of helping more young people in rural East Texas exercise their right to vote.
The organization holds voter registration drives in Cherokee, Gregg, Nacogdoches, Smith, and Wood counties and partners with other organizations to inform people about ballot issues locally and nationally. The organization's Arely Cruz says they recently created student chapters at Stephen F. Austin State University and the University of Texas in Tyler.
They promote civic engagement and do outreach into the community. We do conduct workshops in the classroom. room, 10 community events, and we're often on social media explaining the importance of voting, how to register, and the steps involved in casting a ballot.
According to the Rural Democracy Initiative, people under the age of 35 are the most undecided voters and among the least contacted by both nonpartisan and political efforts. Cruz says while at events, volunteers also discuss issues that are important to students. Most say they are concerned about the environment, access to higher education, and safety at schools. In addition to in-person events, Esther Perez uses social media to distribute digital campaigns, interviews with students, and skits about the voting process to first-time voters. Cruz says once young people are registered to vote, they still need some guidance. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
This is Public News Service. Next to Massachusetts, where the state will receive close to $1 billion in federal funding to replace the Cape Cod bridges.
Lawmakers say it's the largest single bridge funding grant in U.S. history and the biggest federal grant ever awarded to the Commonwealth. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey calls it game-changing for the state's economy.
It is a turning point, truly, in terms of sustained investments in an infrastructure whose benefits will be felt for generations, and it's a victory that we celebrate today.
The nearly 90-year-old Sagamore and Bourne bridges provide the only routes on and off the Cape and are considered functionally obsolete, despite carrying more than 30 million vehicles each year. Healey says plans are to focus first on replacing the Sagamore Bridge before turning to the Bourne. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
And a court is expected to soon decide a Wyoming case between hunters and landowners that could affect public land access.
When a group from Missouri went hunting near Wyoming's Elk Mountain in 2021, they navigated a checkerboard of land ownership, using a ladder to cross a privately owned corner from one public parcel to another. The landowners, who live in North Carolina, sued the hunters for trespassing in a case now before the U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. University of Wyoming law professor Sam Kalin says there are two major issues in this case. One involves what's known as the Unlawful Enclosures Act, a federal law preventing private landowners from obstructing access to public land.
There's a good chance that the 10th Circuit's going to, you know, maybe adopt some sort of unreasonable test, suggesting that landowners can't do things that result in sort of a nuisance or an unreasonable interference with an access to public lands.
The other issue, Kalin says, is trespassing, which is a matter of state law. A Wyoming federal judge ruled the hunters weren't trespassing in a decision last year. More than 8 million acres of public lands in the West are corner locked, according to recent data. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
Finally, from our Joe Urori, a new study from Ball State University's Center for Business and Economic Research reveals the economic impact of child care and how it impacts women's workforce participation in Indiana.
Center Director Michael Hicks says the study examined economic factors influencing child care demand and the supply of child care workers. In 2022, the median wage for women in Indiana was slightly over $21 per hour. Hicks says that's not enough and highlights the financial strain on families.
If you're a woman entering the labor force, you have two kids and your husband or your spouse is working at $57,000 a year, you have to earn almost $24 an hour before you're taking home the equivalent of minimum wage.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Remember, and listen to supported. Hear us on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, July 17th. Local early morning temperatures range from 61 degrees in Medusa to 68 in Skodak. Air quality will be good. We do have heat advisories out again. Hopefully today is the last of them this week. Stormy conditions are expected most of the day. Those arrive around 11 a.m. High temperature of 90 degrees happens at 2 p.m. The rain will continue until Thursday morning, where we see a low temperature of 67 degrees. Rest of the day should be warm and dry with a high of 84. Overnight, still dry. Temperatures drop to 68 degrees. Saturday, also dry, high of 84. Sunday, it gets kind of hot, still dry, but has a high of 87. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 7 a.m., high tide at 12:23 p.m., low tide again at 6:47 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 73 degrees and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 8:14 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:32 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 25%. The sun is angry. Plasma winds will be slow, however, at 376 kilometers per second with a thin density of 3 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 250. And this has been the Better Weather for Wednesday, July 17th, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas. Listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeples. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
That was You Ain't a Star by Psychic Temple with legendary bassist Mike Watt helping out there. And Psychic Temple are performing tonight, Wednesday, July 17th at Tubby's in Kingston. They're playing with the Emergency Group at Tubby's tonight at Kingston. Let's hear another song. This is Cool Breeze Blow from Psychic Temple.
Thank you.
That was Mind Screen by Emergency Group. And Emergency Group is playing tonight with Brooklyn's Psychic Temple at Tubby's in Kingston. We heard two songs from Psychic Temple before that, and then we just heard Mind Screen from Emergency Group. That's tonight at Tubby's. Also tonight, but at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, cellist from France who now lives in Brooklyn, Lila Bourdieu, performs. This is her song, Sunshine Hypno. Thank you. was cellist Lila Berdrew performing tonight at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill with Apologist, an ambient band from Philadelphia, and Spall. And Wavefarm has live web streams of shows at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. So you can turn out or tune in Wednesday, July 17th, the Brooklyn-based cellist Lila Berdrew and Apologist and Spall at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. On Thursday, there's another show at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill that you can turn out or tune in. It's the debut performance of Don't Let's Start, a local They Might Be Giants tribute band. Let's hear a little They Might Be Giants to get ready for Don't Let's Start playing with Robot Hand Thursday, July 18th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill.
Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Thursday light on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, now Constantinople, so if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul. Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. You just liked it better that way. Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. And Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Constantinople, no, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
That was They Might Be Giants, and the They Might Be Giants tribute band has their first show tonight, or Thursday, July 18th, at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Don't Let's Start is performing. Also performing on Thursday, July 18th, local band The Wild Weeds. They're performing with Helen Rose and Dauber at the Egremont Barn, just across the state line in Massachusetts. Here's Burn My Bridges from The Wild Weeds.
I love you.
incredible band, the Wild Weeds, performing at the Egremont Barn in Catskill on Thursday, July 18th. Another show you could see on Thursday, July 18th, is Stelia Zedek's Band E, performing with Marissa Pasternik, the singer from the Screaming Females, and a new band called Sweet Harm. That's Thursday, July 18th at Tubby's in Kingston. Here is Stelia Zedek with Your Big Girl Now.
Like a curse in my heart. ever since we've been apart.
That was Thalia Zedek performing at Tubby's in Kingston on Thursday, July 18th. Another show that is Thursday, July 18th is the Meriden Brothers. They're performing at the Glens Falls House on Round Top, and they have a new album out called Mi Latino America Sufre, and this song is En el Caribe Estoy Triste.
Babilonia. La soledad se corroe.
¿Dónde va la tristeza? Santa Merida. Quiero adornar mi carisma en Sudamérica. No tengo más en la vida. Y si me atacan, hasta la muerte puede morir. Para mí fue una revelación. Para mí es una revelación. Siento obra de arte, mi carne propia. Lo que he sido vulnerable se dignifica. Pero yo quiero subsidio en mi carisma. Hasta la muerte puede morir. Para mí fue una revelación. Thank you.
You're listening to the Meridian Brothers. We're performing Thursday, July 18th, at the Glens Falls House on Round Top. This is Molly Oboswalin, an indigenous performer who is playing Friday, July 19th at the Bard Spiegel Tent.
What you want, what you need, what you love, who you really are, if you dare, if you don't, if you try, then you wanna cry. Oba's Swallen performing at the Bard Spiegel Tent on Friday, July 19th. Here's another song. This is Bounty. We'll be right back.
sweet.